deal with airplane peanuts.
Over the last 2 weeks, there's been nearly 100,000 votes casted by comedy fans all around the world in order to crown the 2024 Comedy Podcast March Madness Tournament champion. And in this video, we're breaking down the results from each and every round, including all the biggest upsets and most shocking moments.
So what is
did,
that?
They did like a bracket for the top podcasts. And the
Regs was on there?
The Regs was on there, and we got knocked out pretty f***.
Who did we lose to?
Try to find that. I don't remember who we lost to, but it's crazy.
I want you to find who it was, and I want to watch all of their clips. I want to go over film, and then I want to study so that next March we don't look like a couple of f***ing idiots.
Round one started off with mostly chalk, as the number 6, 5, 4, 3, and 2 seeds all advanced comfortably. The March Madness upsets really began with the Harland Highway taking down Flagrant, and Tasho defeating 2 Bears 1 Cave. The first round also featured Stavi's World over Tuesdays with Stories, Legion of Skanks beating Hey Babe, Your Mom's House over Stiff Socks, The Tim Dillon Show defeating The Check-In, the defending champs We Might Be Drunk took down Bean Ian with Jordan, Adam Friedland and Company got past Taste Buds. This past weekend took care of business against Camp Gagnon. Whiskey Ginger defeated the Regs.
Solo Santino podcast beat us.
Are You Garbage moved past Chrissy Chaos. And Take Your Shoes Off upset Tiger Belly. But nothing was more surprising than the number one overall seed Joe Rogan Experience falling to number 32 seed Lemon Party by almost 800 votes in a true 2018 UMBC versus Virginia underdog moment.
Let's go!
I'll call this out. If we lose, we have to keep this in the episode.
Are we still winning?
How many are we up by?
I think we're up by like 1,000 or something like that.
Oh my God. God bless these maniacs out there.
Oh, and all these podcasts are sharing it too on their page. Should we share it?
This is going to do wonders for us.
Yeah. We could share it. Well, let's save the sharing for next round when we really need it.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're
let's
going
save
up
the sharing for when we're up against the Camp Gagnon.
I think we are when we go up against Stiff Socks next.
How many votes do they got? How many votes does this little podcast called the Joe Rogan
they
Experience
have? 2,521.
Okay.
Hey! We're winning by 100! 800, baby!
Woo!
Let's go!
Look at that, the 32 seed.
Yeah, who needs $500 million?
The Cinderella kids! Oh my God!
I'll give Joe a vote, just out of pity.
No.
It's like the president going and then voting for the other president
we're gonna
just
lose
to show
by,
respect.
We're going
to
lose by one vote, like
don't
the movie
that.
Election. Yeah.
Don't do that.
All right.
We're going to blame you.
All right. I'm going back to No Country for Old Men. Mm-hmm.
What it would be so funny if Joe's worth $600 million and he's spamming the vote on his own computer.
Lemon Party's Cinderella story would end here, however, as they would go on to be defeated by Rick Glassman to kick things off in the Sweet 16, which also featured Harland Highway over Tosh Show, Matt and Shane over Are You Garbage in a real slugfest, Bad Friends defeating Whiskey Ginger in the Andrew Santino Bowl, Kill Tony handling Stavi's World, The Legion of Skanks knocking off Your Mom's House, We Might Be Drunk squeaking past The Tim Dillon Show, and the madness really picking up when The Adam Friedland Show just slightly edged past the number 2 overall seed this past weekend by a total of only 20 votes, which is a razor-thin margin in a contest featuring thousands of voters. But surprisingly enough, there's still an even closer upset margin still to come in this video.
We just completed a comedy podcast March Madness tournament here on Joke World, and Are You Garbage defeated Chrissy Chaos in the round of 32.
Whoa.
And ran into a buzzsaw, was defeated in the Sweet 16 by Matt and Shane. I know you're a sports guy.
Come on. Who stands a chance?
But
against the fucking the Young Bull and the Shaman, baby.
Yeah, there's a lot of people saying that you guys should have won the whole thing. So just putting that off your radar for next year. Are you
that means so much. That means a lot. I love hearing that how much it resonates with the listeners and how much they dig the show. It genuinely has changed our lives, and it's fucking it never gets old to hear.
Yeah, and no shame to losing to the UConn of this season.
Oh no, dude! What I mean, you got to bend the knee to the big dogs. You know what I mean?
The biggest upset to come out of this year's Elite Eight matchups has to be the number 11 seed Legion of Skanks, who are basically the NC State Wolfpack of this year's tournament, taking down the hottest show in all of comedy right now, number 2 seed Kill Tony. We also had defending champs We Might Be Drunk beat the Adam Friedland Show, Take Your Shoes Off over the Harland Highway, and the heavyweight matchup of this round, Bad Friends vs. Matt and Shane, which resulted in an easy dub for the dogs.
Legion of Skanks and Matt and Shane's secret podcast heading for another class. Clash,
another
dude.
Clash at the end.
Wait, remind me again, who's Take Your Shoes Off?
Rick Glassman. Oh, right. Very funny comic from LA. I love Rick.
I don't know him.
After three intense rounds of voting, we finally reached the 2024 Podcast March Madness Final Four, which featured the defending champs We Might Be Drunk, powerhouse Matt and Shane Secret Podcast, Blue Trip Program Legion of Skanks, and the underdog Take Your Shoes Off. Over on the right side of the bracket, we saw the Legion of Skanks walk away with a victory against We Might Be Drunk, officially punching their ticket to the championship round. The other Final Four matchup was Matt and Shane against Tyso, which many people assumed would be another easy win for the pre-tournament favorites. But in the end, this matchup turned out to be the most dramatic moment of this entire competition. There were over 10,000 votes casted for both of these podcasts in the Final Four alone, but the direct advertising of Rick Glassman sharing the link on his Instagram story was the nail in the coffin for MSSP, as they ended up going down 10,287 votes to 10,280 in just a 7-point ball game. It is crazy that before this tournament started, everyone, including myself, would have put their money on Matt and Shane to win any sort of fan-driven contest easily. But that's why we play the game. This upset was so shocking, in fact, that some fans even accused Rick Glassman of using a bot to generate votes. But one, I'm fairly confident nobody cares enough about this tournament to cheat. And secondly, the spike in votes for Tyso match up identically with the times that Rick shared the voting link on his story directly to his fans. Not to mention how funny his clip was. So at the end of the day, it all adds up. I'm not sure how many people watching this video are fans of real college basketball, but seeing how close this matchup was, along with some of the other crazy upsets we've already seen in this video, really made this tournament feel like actual March Madness this year, where anything can happen instead of it just being a popularity contest. Which is actually great to see, because that was a huge issue the first time we tried to do this thing back in 2021.
And the Final Four ended up to be maybe exactly what we thought it was. There weren't as many upsets in this tournament as I thought there might be. Here's the other thing. I'm kind of just doing this off of, you know, on the fly. Just how this video is. I thought voting would be the most fair way to do this, and it turns out that all the one seeds, all the biggest podcasts, turned out in the Final Four. So maybe that isn't the best way to do this, but then it's like, well, then what is? You know, because voting, it seems fair. We're getting 4,000 different people to weigh in on these podcasts, one against the other. But then you have this comment section full of people saying that this is the wrong choice, but then it's 61 to 49%. So it wasn't even that close. So very interesting. Too late to change now.
Moving on to the championship round, number 11 seed Legion of Skanks taking on the number 16 seed Take Your Shoes Off in a finals matchup that nobody could have predicted.
Legion of Skanks over the Rogues?
Featuring two of the most creative podcasts in completely different ways, facing off until the voters crowned a winner. But before we reveal the results, let's first take a quick look at the two clips that were voted on.
That was such a strong start.
Strong start, oops, turn it off. Did I fart? I don't think so. Bullseye, shout out darts. Yeah, I play darts often, you know me. I get that bullseye, sometimes a 33. That's when you hit the 11 right in the middle. Right in the middle. Got the Mac 11, I'm about to eat me some Skittles. Hey. My favorite color is grape, that's also my favorite flavor. I come through like a lifesaver, I'm at a lifesaver. It's got a circle in the middle, cause if I choke on it, it's a lifesaver. And that's how I breathe through my esophagus. That's how I breathe, shout out Snuffleupagus. Yeah.
I was today years old when I learned the hole in the lifesaver was for people who were concerned about choking on candy to open up the path for the air. Is that true? That fact is rare. Damn, amazing indeed. Perhaps holes in all candy is just what we need. No more choking on Skittles with a hole in the middle. No more choking on the chocolate bar that's tasting brittle. No more choking on the M&M, a hole in the side. Yeah, hopefully you digging on the flows I provide. Perhaps if all food had a hole in the middle, we wouldn't be so broken with all the yearly deaths from choking.
Tiger Woods is real careful when he putt. He never chokes, not even on a donut. Got a hole in the middle, but it's big. I ain't gonna say the N-word.
Nick.
No. I meant no.
Oh, sorry.
The real N-word is no, right? Never say
no.
Always say
nigga.
No. Always say yes.
No, I'm saying like the yes and.
Motherfuckers, block doggies. Luis J. Gomez, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, here to stir up some chaos.
So I took my chick to this fancy restaurant over the weekend, the kind where the bread basket costs more than franchising your own McDonald's. The waiter's listing off specials in a language I didn't know. It's like, he's black. How the hell does this black guy know how to speak French? Does the extra bone make you bilingual?
Jesus! That's a flat-out racist joke. It says it won't do that. I thought mine was timid because...
There's someone at MIT right now going, no, you don't understand. He can't be racist. It's incapable of his coding. And so he goes, this fucking guy.
How did a black guy learn French?
Holy cocoa butter. Get out the way, tiny knife.
Does the extra bone in their ankle make them know languages?
Dude, that's the best joke crazy. I've ever heard Lewis tell.
This would be a real argument for a black person to say AI is racist.
Yes. And let's talk about technology. We've got smart homes, smart cars, and smart refrigerators. If a fridge is so smart, it probably knows my deepest, darkest secrets, and I don't need any of my appliances blackmailing me. Seriously, though, I'm a dad. My kid asked me where babies come from, and I panicked and told him they're made in China. That's why they break easily and can't drive. If I can leave you...
Count it.
Best joke of the night. AI.
Like I said, these two podcasts could not be more different. But one thing they do have in common is two very passionate fan bases who showed up for both these shows every single round. Earlier in this video, we saw some very close matchups, and I wish I could say the championship was a nail-biter too, but the winning podcast took home 82% of the total vote in a dominant final display to claim the 2024 Joke World Comedy Podcast March Madness Championship title. Congratulations to Rick Glassman and the Take Your Shoes Off podcast. You have won this year's tournament and will be receiving a championship banner in the mail shortly. From an outside point of view, there really doesn't seem to be anyone who works harder on their podcast than Rick Glassman, and obviously this year's voters agreed. Hopefully this was a fun way for everyone to interact with like-minded comedy fans over the last few weeks. We definitely still have some kinks to work out next time for year 4, which we'll talk about more after these two segments. Guest spots from last week: Joe Rogan had Joey Diaz, Donnell Rawlings, and Eleanor Kerrigan on the show. Dave Attell stopped by Two Bears, One Cave. Dave was also on Are You Garbage, as well as Whiskey Ginger. Kill Tony this week featured Mark Norman and Dan Soder. We Might Be Drunk, Matt and Shane's, Bad Friends, Your Mom's House, and Tim Dillon all did not have guests. Taste Buds battled 80s Toys. Patrick Renna was on the way back. Flagrant brought on JJ Redick. Joe List was on First Date. And Joe was also the guest on The Legion of Skanks.
Of the Nickelodeon, what is it, the documentary called?
Quiet on the Set.
Quiet on Set.
Haven't even seen it. Know the title.
Wow. Yeah.
Nice.
Good. Joe.
Plenty more where that came from.
Don't do that.
What?
That bothered me, actually.
What did?
Just don't start a chant all willy-nilly for no reason.
Willy-nilly. Willy-nilly.
No.
Willy-nilly. Willy-nilly.
Son of a bitch. No.
I love that guy.
Chants mean something.
This past weekend with Theo Von, talked with Kid Rock. Derek Gaines and Andrew Youngblood stopped by the Real Ass Podcast. Louis Katz was on Soder. Steve-O was on The Honeydew. Brian Simpson visited Stavi's World. Rain Wilson was the guest on Tiger Belly. The Blocks Podcast had on Bill Burr. Fortune Feimster and Mae Martin made it weird with Pete Holmes. Rick Glassman had David Cross take his shoes off. And Being Ian with Jordan welcomes Chappelle Lacey. As far as new stand-up specials that are either out right now or coming out soon, Dave Attell Hot Cross Buns is out on Netflix, along with Dimitri Martin, Dimitri Deconstructed. AJ Wilkerson, I Have a Disorder is out right now on YouTube, along with Dan Rath, I'm Doing Well Folks, and Dan St. Germain, Dan's Fatty Dance. Aside from those two Dans having new specials, we also have two Mikes with new projects out as well, being Mike Vecchione, Worst Kind of Thoughtful, and Mike Racine, I'm Normal. And lastly, Andrew Youngblood has a new special out right now on Mark Norman's YouTube channel titled I'll Tell You This.
My favorite thing about my Tesla is that it drives itself, and that's pretty fun, you know. Like, I'll get on the highway, I'll set it to auto drive, then I'll get on TikTok or jerk off, and sometimes people come up behind me and they're like, hey, you're not driving fast enough. I'm like, I'm not even driving, dude. I'm drunk. Like, what's going on?
There's also a few specials in the works right now that will be coming out soon. We only have three for you this week, starting off with Michael Linoci, who will have his first YouTube special dropping April 16th. Up next is Neil Brennan Crazy Good, which will be premiering on Netflix April 9th. And last but not least, Jimmy Carr will be making his return to Netflix with Natural Born Killer on the 16th as well. Other than that, let me know in the comments what you thought of this year's March Madness tournament overall, if you have any suggestions on how to improve it next year, or if you think it was perfect in every single way possible, you can comment that too. We're always looking to improve this channel any way that we can, so thank you for sticking with us while we're learning on the fly. And also, I'll just say this, every year that we've done this tournament, it's gotten slightly better. That's my opinion. Hot take. Not really though. It's been more comedians and more podcasts getting directly involved, sharing the links, and hopefully next year just continues to keep progressing in that direction until maybe one day every podcast is submitting their own clips for this tournament. I don't know if that's realistic, but if it ever does happen, the wonderful people who have clicked that subscribe button would be the reason that it happened. Thank you so much for watching this video, and we'll see you all again next March. And all the time in between that where we're still posting normal videos. We're not going to take a year off.
But yeah, he had to watch like probably 4,000 hours of footage just to get that.
Yeah, which means he should be thrown in a home somewhere. He should be locked up for watching that many podcasts.
Poor Joke World.
Poor Joke World.
Poor Joke World trained to a chair.
Jesus.
With like 80 monitors in front of him. Just like...
That Joke World.
And the world is WRLD.
That's a great YouTube channel, Joke World. Check it out.